Well, greetings. It's the great one. How's it going? Morning. Driving back to work. Got to stop off at the library first. Today we're going to talk about customer communication on the business podcast. Welcome to the business podcast. But first, we're going to stop at the library and drop off some books because I got to return them. You say, great one, what books are you returning? How's that going for you? Well, we got Dead Aid, and it's written by Dambisha Moyo. I'm totally pronouncing this wrong. Dambisha Moyo. The book is called Dead Aid, Why Aid is Not Working, and How There is a Better Way for Africa. I'm not finished with this book. I have to take it back because it's due, because it's on loan from another library. It's very dense. It's like reading a college paper, but it's really good. So Dambisha, sorry if I'm mutilating your name, Dambisha is a black woman, so you can't call her racist, sexist, or homophobic. And this is an entire book about how giving free money to countries in Africa is not helping. And it is a difficult read because it's a difficult read. But it's also, if you're interested in this topic, she did her fucking homework. She's got the research. She's got the notes. She's got the footnotes. She understands economics. She explains this thing. So here's how she explains it. I'm reading this. I'm going, yes, this makes total sense. How is it this woman can be this smart and all the rest of you women are too goddamn dumb to even be allowed to live? Just shut up and make babies. Ooh, speaking of that, hang on, this chick might be hot. Not big ass. All right. I'm not driving yet. I'm sitting here parked because I'm going to do the books and we're going to leave. Yes, that is a very large ass. You need to lose some weight, sweetheart. Yes, this is what the great one does. He sits in his fucking vehicle in the parking lot critiquing other humans because that's how fucking exciting my life is. Mm-hmm. Yes, how smart this woman is. She understands capitalism. So here's an example she gives. She's saying, okay, so you've got this person and they're in this village in Africa and they're impoverished. And so this woman starts a business and she starts manufacturing clothing and then selling them to other people, right? So this woman in this village, she starts making shirts and she sells the shirts to other people. Well, now she has money. Now she can begin to build her business. She could invest in it, right? She could maybe hire another employee, and now there'd be that person would have money also to buy stuff, right? And so by starting this business, manufacturing shirts, she can begin to help build the economy for everyone, okay? And then a bunch of fucking white people from North America who need to feel good about themselves show up in this village with a giant truck filled with shirts, which they give away for free. Well, what have they just done? They've just destroyed this woman's business. And I'm reading this and I'm going, my God, how can Dambisha be this intelligent and able to figure this shit out, and yet the rest of you can't? So it's a very dense book, but the woman is not fucking around. The woman is smart. The woman has done her homework. She's got her shit together. I can highly recommend reading that book, although you're gonna have to work for it. Martin Heidegger, Discourse on Thinking, which I still haven't finished reading. So I read the first part. It was okay, but now I got to read the second part and I still haven't got around to it. Destroyer Men series. I was on Iron Gray Sea, which is like book 5 or something. I'm going to have to let that series go, the Destroyer Men series. It was really good at the start, but now it started getting women's liberation into it. I'm just like, oh my God. And then now there's women serving on the combat ships. And I'm just like, you know what? The politics, when there's a little bit of politics, fine. But it's moving. And now we got the romance going on with the captain and the nurse. And it's just like, okay, between the romance and the politics, I'm going to have to stop reading that. We've got Above the Fold, Understanding the Principles of Successful Website Design, which is not bad. And then I have this book, which I did not have time to even crack open. Dinesh D'Souza's new book, The Big Lie, Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left. So I cannot make any commentary on that book yet because I have not had a chance to open up. I had the fucking thing on my shelf for 3 weeks, but haven't had a chance to look at it. Okay, now we're moving. Because I can't sit here in the parking lot all day long talking to you guys. I have to, unfortunately, go do some fucking work. Now, let's talk about, here on the Business Podcast, let's talk about customer communications. How it goes both ways. If I can, hold on. All right. In the process of doing one of these large events we do every December, we have to coordinate at one event center. We have to coordinate with their in-house audio-visual people because their in-house AV people do the audio and the visual. Duh. Thanks, great one. We couldn't figure that out. They're audio-visual people. Yes, we know they do the audio and the visual. We are not stupid. We understand how economics works. We can do math. We know that 1 + 1 is not 3. That's why we listen to your podcast, because we are smarter than the average person. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to insult your intelligence. It's early in the morning. This is also the first time I've used my voice all day, so we'll see how this goes. And I have coffee. Hang on. All right. So I contact the AV people, and I say, what are you doing for video screens? Because I need to know what's going on for video screens, because I have to keep my lights off of their video screens. Oh, we're doing video screens in the front of the room. Okay, great. Are you doing any video screens in the back of the room? I'm like, no, we're not doing any video in the back of the room. Okay, fantastic. So now I'm talking to Dallas. And I say, hey, Dallas. So the morons over at the AV, and God, they're pissing everybody off. They're pissing off clients. They've never been good to begin with, but this company, they're pissing off clients. They're pissing off the other people who work at the event center. They've been pissing us off for years, but we're used to it. They're pissing everyone off. And I said, hey, Dallas. Oh, she looked kind of cute. Now, that's not what I said to Dallas. The girl who was driving by me looked kind of cute. I said, hey, Dallas. The moron at the AV company said they're only doing screens in the front of the room, just letting you know. And Dallas said, well, that's not right, because I talked to the client, and the client said they want a screen in the back of the room. And I said, well, maybe somebody should tell the AV idiot this. So Dallas contacts the client and says, hey, I'm just checking in, because I heard you wanted a screen in the back of the room, but the AV guys say they're not doing a screen in the back of the room. So I just wanted to see if you changed that or whatever so that we know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And the client writes back and says, well, yeah, we want a screen in the back of the room. That's what we told them. So it's like, oh, okay. So then we have to write the AV company and say, hey, dumbass, the people who are fucking paying you said to put a fucking screen in the fucking back of the room. Can you fucking do that? Because that's what the people who are paying you money asked you to fucking do. Okay, guys, when people are fucking paying you money to do shit, fucking do the shit. Why do we have to discuss this in the current year? Especially when you go to any workplace, you've got this large number of women and minorities in there who are there because of affirmative action and diversity quotas, who make everything better, because we all know that the housing bubble was caused by testosterone, and if there were more women on Wall Street, well, then the financial crisis wouldn't have been as bad, because men and women are all just the same. They're completely interchangeable. Women, men, totally equal. In fact, there's no such thing as men and women. That's just a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women. But see, if we have more women in the workplace, things will be different, because women are different than men, except for the fact that women and men are exactly the same, and there's actually no such thing as men and women. That's just a social construct. Why is it so hard to do what the fuck you're being paid to do? Now, I understand if you own a business or whatever, and somebody comes to you and asks you to do something you can't do. Like if somebody comes to Weyland-Yutani and says, hey, can you land us on the moon? And we'll say, well, no, we can't. We cannot do that, sorry. But when somebody comes to you and they ask you to do something which is perfectly reasonable, and you can do it, and you charge them the money for it, and you bill them for it, and then they pay you to do the thing they paid you to do that you charged them to do that you said you could do, why don't you just fucking do it? More to the point, why does my company have to jump in between the client and you and get your shit straight because you can't do your fucking job? Oh, that's right, because public education and 99%. Oh, she's hot. There are in fact, at this AV company I'm talking about, fact is, there are no women or minorities at that company. I don't know. Hey, maybe if there were, maybe it would be better. Who knows? I would try anything to help these people get their heads out of their asses. Not because I care, but because if they get their heads out of their asses, it makes my life easier. You see, here's what would have happened. They would have not put the screen in the back of the room. I would have gone in. I and Ellen, who has worked with you, is still amazing, still in love with her. She's the best. She's the best. She can play piano, flute. That's not a dick joke. Piano, flute, and guitar. And she knows how to solder. I had her soldering electronics yesterday. And when she held the soldering iron, she didn't grab it by the hot part like that chick in the photo that was going around the internet. Remember that when it showed that woman with the soldering iron and she's holding the part of the soldering iron that gets hot? Like, oh my God. I say, is there anything that you don't know how to do? She's the greatest. All right, hang on a second. I'm gonna grab my books. We're gonna go over here and put these in the slot. That was a dick joke. Oh, yes, put it in the slot. All right, oh, maybe I should turn the truck off just in case. I don't really think anyone's gonna steal it, but who knows? I am an homeless person central. Welcome to the Old Town Fort Collins Library, otherwise known as Homeless Person Central, and the place where people put their dogs in the car and leave them there so they can bark. It's good stuff. It's what we do here. Because we have a lot of people that don't have any friends, and so they have to have animals, and they take the animals everywhere with them. It's a little frightening, but, you know, they're allowed to vote. That's the important thing. So anyhow, what would have happened is they would have put their video screens in the back of the room. I mean, not put their video screens in the back of the room. I would have done my lighting. And then the client would have come in and said, hey, where's my video screen? And then they would have had to put the video screen up last minute. And then I would have had to move my lighting in order to accommodate this. And so it all would have backfired and caused more work for me. And thus, that's why my company has to spend its time wiping the butts of other people. Now then, the other customer interaction thing that we need to talk about is, when you are paying people large amounts of money to do stuff for you, you should probably answer their fucking questions. I know this is really difficult to conceptualize, but if you're giving someone money to do stuff, and they send you an email, and they say things like, hey, so what time does your event start? What time does your event end? What's the timeline on your event? Do you want to meet with us before the event happens to do the walkthrough and look at what we've done and make sure that it is satisfactory to you? And all, you know, when you get that kind of email from the people you're paying tens of thousands of dollars to, maybe you should fucking respond to the email. I sent an email to one of our clients asking those questions. And the woman wrote back like the next day and she says, oh, I'm so sorry it took me so long to respond. Here's your answers. And I wrote back, I said, long to respond? Are you kidding? You responded in less than 24 hours. You are in the top 10% of people on the planet Earth. And she just wrote back, she's like, oh, thank you, with a smiley face. Sent the same email to these other people. It's been 3 days now, no response. It's like, guys, you're paying us to do this for you. It would be a really good idea because you're giving us all this money, maybe you should fucking communicate with us so we can do what you want us to do that you're paying us to do. Now, I realize that your company sucks balls. Let's see. Do I got anything else? I think I'm good for right now, maybe. It's kind of rant. Let's see. I didn't really see anything in the news. Oh, apparently we're back on the Donald Trump Russia connection or something. I don't know. I saw there was something. It was on Twitter. It must be true. Oh, speaking of the Twitter, there is some hate speech. I was a victim of hate speech on Twitter. Cynic in Chief sent me a tweet in which he asserted that Plymouth is a good gin, but it's not as good as what's that other? Damn it! What was it? Hendrix. I think it was Hendrix. Anyhow, Cynic in Chief said that Plymouth is not the greatest gin on the planet Earth. That is, of course, hate speech, and I'm deeply offended. My feelings are hurt. I went outside and screamed at the sky. And I'm going to need somebody to do something about this. I'm going to try to pass a law. Nobody should be allowed to disagree with me on Twitter. Oh, and then I heard that Lena Dunham has now apologized for defending the guy who was accused of rape. Oh my God, the whole self-cannibalism of the Hollywood left. My God, that is just the most brilliant, most wonderful. It's like every day. Oh, I'm thinking about that. Okay, so Kevin Spacey. I finally looked up what Kevin Spacey is supposedly done. Because the thing about Spacey, like all these other guys, oh, you touched a woman's titties, you touched a woman's ass, a woman put your dick in her mouth, whatever. But Spacey's thing that I saw was, he came out and said he's gay. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Because I didn't know what he's accused of. All right, so apparently he tried to boink all these men and slash boys, one of which apparently was 14 at the time. Okay, guys, once again, this is why he said he's gay. Because number one, among homosexuals, rape is normal. When somebody accused, and pedophilia is normal. So when you get accused of raping men, when you get accused of having sex with underage boys, of course, the first thing you're going to hide behind is, I'm a homosexual. Because amongst homosexuals, rape and pedophilia are perfectly normal. So what's the big fucking deal? So anyhow, the whole Kevin Spacey thing, that's just hilarious. Nothing that's a surprise there. Nothing at all. Because that's exactly what I figured. When I heard he came out, I'm gay, that's what's wrong. Well, not wrong, but that's my excuse, right? I did these things because I'm gay. I'm like, okay, so there must have been underage boys involved. Sure enough, underage boys were involved. And this is why, the Great One doesn't care what you fucking do in your personal time. But the Great One also, that means everything I said before that was a lie. But the Great One also knows that to a great extent, you are full of shit. And why are you people in my parking lot? Should I hit them? Smash! Run them over. All right, I'm at work. I'm running over my, I'm not going to call them coworkers because they don't do anything. See ya. Bye.